Before we do anything, very, very sorry, but the camping review has been delayed. I've tried it 4 times. Every time it has been very bad, so I'm just going to another game. I might come back to it next, but trust me, it is not going to be very soon. So, yeah, today we will be doing the Tower Defense Simulator review. Tower Defense Simulator, not Tower Battles, because Tower Battles is like, it's really old and doesn't get updated anymore, and Tower Defense Simulator just does a way better job. So, yeah. So, first up, we will be doing the maps. So I'm going to start out with the Crossroads. By the way, this might be like multiple segments. So I am going to start out with the Crossroads, because first off, these are like very easy, and second, I think it's one of the most popular maps on the game. So, Crossroads is actually featured in some other games, like, I'm not going to be able to pronounce this right. Mentum Mentalium, I think is how it's pronounced, and the really old dead game Guest Attack. So and if there are any other games that it's in, I don't know about them, but basically you have, it's in the shape of a T almost. So this map is actually great for beginners, because there's one little area where it's super easy to spawn kill if you have enforcers. And you also have like another little spot where you can put, it's like the middle of the T, you can put guys around that, and then anybody who's coming back around to get to the exit, your guys can weaken them a little more or kill them. So, yeah, and then also it does have that one tower in the middle. No, I don't mean like unit tower, I mean like tower, that you can put snipers on, which is great for picking off any guys that slip through your defenses at first, with either outlaws or snipers, and I honestly think they're both just as good, but, yeah. So then, you also, and then here I also recommend, that you have like a little bit of backup in one spot, because if a really big guy makes it through, there is not going to be anything to stop him. Like, let's say a speedy boss got through and still has like 500 health, even when he's coming back around, I'm pretty sure you won't be able to take him out, because normally your beginning defense would be like spawn killing a lot, and you wouldn't expect something that big and powerful to just come through, so you wouldn't put much backup. But yeah. So, and then you also, so next map is Tropical Isles. The Tropical Isles are a very, very good map for beginners, because they are super long and big, and Yeah. So, they're very big. Spawn killing is your best go-to here, like anything else, because you don't take them quick. Like, yet again, like, almost the same thing as the crossroads. I'm pretty sure most people would just expect, oh, we're going to kill anything that spawns here immediately with this really good defense. Not always the case, people. I mean, I've had that and made that mistake, once on this map, and that was a very horrible mistake, because a, shadow boss, got through, and we still had camo defense, but the shadow boss got through, and, there was nothing else to stop him from moving on, except for a few snipers, which snipers don't do the trick in this game, for stopping guys. So, yeah, that was a little bad for me, since, and we were also on roll on fallen mode, and yeah, he just really threw a wrench in our plans. And then we got yet another beginner seeming one, the Rocket Arena, possibly the second easiest place. This one's actually, really, really different from Crossroads. It's like, you don't even need to put backup. It's just, like, backup's pretty optional here, because, if you put, like, all your defense in the middle, like, all your main defense, then it's going to be able to wipe guys out, and this is the worst map for spawn killing. So, don't recommend it if you're trying to get to the hidden wave, which the hidden wave is absolutely impossible. So, yeah, and then if you put a little bit backup, which I recommend yet again here, because, like, if you put freezers, like, at the last spot and kind of delay the guy who got through a little bit, and maybe like two soldiers there too to weaken them, like, you just gotta slow the guy who got through down so that it doesn't distract all the guys in the middle and make them change fire from all the slow bosses kind of lumbering through to the speedy boss that has like 100 health remaining, and then that lets the slow bosses get further than they should be able to, and then it's like a loop from there. So I do recommend you try and slow them down. Okay, and then next up we have Badlands. Okay, this is a hard one. I would have saved this one for last, but I know there are so many people out there who really want to beat this, but are struggling so much even on Molten Mode. I mean, I don't think I could beat that on Beginners, but this map is different from all the others because it has two entrances, not one, and that means double the enemies, and then you have to, like, split your attention between one entrance and the other, so holy moly, this map is, oh gosh, hard. But, I will have a full-out guide, maybe this episode, maybe there are, I forgot to warn you guys, there might be a part two, because this game has so much to it. So, yeah, so I will put a guide to the Badlands and, other two entrance maps, but mainly Badlands. So, yeah, and it's, like, really hard because you have to split your attention between two spots. So, yeah. And then you got Space City, which, is like the Badlands, just that Badlands is way harder because it's, like, the path actually meets at one point, and this is also a two-entrance one, by the way. It's kind of weird because Badlands is the only one where you actually earn a unit for beating it. While in this map, it's like, you don't earn anything except for cash for beating this and XP. But, it's really weird because the, like, paths meet up at one point, and it's like, if you're doing Molten Mode here, it's like the Molten Boss, so, like, if you had, were on the final wave, there were two Molten Bosses, this is, like, probably impossible, but if both of them make it to there at the same time, but, but that's, like, literally impossible, because one path is way longer than the other. Same thing with Badlands, actually. There is one path that's way longer than the other, which gets really frustrating. But, the weird thing about this is, so one Molten Boss makes it through, and gets onto the path, and then if the other Molten Boss got onto the path, the one that was on the longer path, got onto it after, your units would shoot at the one who got out of, the one who got onto the, got where, this is really hard to explain, got where the paths meet, they would shoot him, the one that's at the longer path first, and then they would, and then once he's done, they would shift their fire to the other Molten Boss, but the thing is, this other Molten Boss is up front, but, like, the one that went and used the longer path is in the back. They're shooting at the one who used the longer path, even though the Molten Boss who used the shorter path is up front, and technically first, which I find extremely weird and frustrating, because, well, that's really annoying on Badlands. And it's just kind of weird. There is also a Winter Stronghold, kind of like Badlands, like, the paths never meet, but it's like Badlands, it actually, like, they're both going for the same entrance. The thing about this, there are two entrances and two exits. Which can be kind of weird, because the two entrances, they go to, like, let's say, there's one entrance on the left, one on the right, one exit on the right, and one exit on the left. So the guy who comes in on the left, the guys who come in on the left entrance, they will go to the entrance, no, not the entrance, the exit on the right. I'm saying this so much that I can't speak anymore. And then the guys on the left will go to the entrance on the right, and then the guys, oh my gosh, wow, this is so bad. I think you probably get what I mean by now. But, yeah. So, yeah. Hey, second segment coming out soon. So, first up, we will be doing the maps. So I'm going to start out with the Crossroads. By the way, this might be, like, multiple, segments. So, I am going to start out with the Crossroads, because, first off, these are, like, very easy, and second, I think it's one of the most popular maps on the game. So, Crossroads is actually featured in some other games, like, I'm not going to be able to pronounce this right, Mentalium, I think is what it, how it's pronounced, and, the really old dead game, Guest Attack. So, yeah, and if there are any other games that it's in, I don't know about them, but basically, you have, it's in the shape of a T almost. So this map is actually great for, beginners, because there's one little area where it's super easy to spawn kill if you have enforcers. And you also have, like, another little spot where you can put, it's like the middle of the T. You can put guys around that, and then anybody who's coming back around to get to the exit, your guys can weaken them a little more or kill them. So, yeah, and then also it does have that one tower in the middle. No, I don't mean, like, unit tower, I mean, like, tower, that you can put snipers on, which is great for picking off any guys that slip through your defenses at first, with either outlaws or snipers, and I honestly think they're both just as good, but, yeah. So then, you also, and then here I also recommend, that you have, like, a little bit of backup in one spot, because if a really big guy makes it through, there is not going to be anything to stop him. Like, let's say a speedy boss got through and still has, like, 500 health, even when he's coming back around, I'm pretty sure you won't be able to take him out, because normally your beginning defense would be like spawn killing a lot, and you wouldn't expect something that big and powerful to just come through, so you wouldn't put much backup. But yeah. So, and then you also, so next map is Tropical Isles. The Tropical Isles are a very, very good map for beginners, because they are super long and big, and, yeah. So, they're very big. Spawn killing is your best go-to here, like anything else, because you don't take them quick. Like, yet again, like, almost the same thing as the Crossroads. I'm pretty sure most people would just expect, oh, we're going to kill anything that spawns here immediately with this really good defense. Not always the case, people. I mean, I've had that and made that mistake, once on this map, and that was a very horrible mistake, because a, Shadow boss got through, and we still had camo defense, but the shadow boss got through, and there was nothing else to stop him from moving on except for a few snipers, which snipers don't do the trick in this game for stopping guys. So yeah, that was a little bad for me, since, and we were also on roll on fallen mode, and yeah, he just really threw a wrench in our plans. And then we got yet another beginner seeming one, the Rocket Arena, possibly the second easiest place. This one's actually really, really different from Crossroads. It's like you don't even need to put backup. It's just like backup's pretty optional here, because if you put like all your defense in the middle, like all your main defense, then it's going to be able to wipe guys out, and this is the worst map for spawn killing. So don't recommend it if you're trying to get to the hidden wave, which the hidden wave is absolutely impossible. So, yeah, and then if you put a little bit backup, which I recommend yet again here, because, like, if you put freezers, like, at the last spot and kind of delay the guy who got through a little bit, and maybe, like, two soldiers there too to weaken them, like, you just gotta slow the guy who got through down so that it doesn't distract all the guys in the middle and make them change fire from all the slow bosses kind of lumbering through to the speedy boss that has like 100 health remaining, and then that lets the slow bosses get further than they should be able to, and then it's like a loop from there. So I do recommend you try and slow them down. Okay, and then next up we have Badlands. Okay, this is a hard one. I would have saved this one for last, but I know there are so many people out there who really want to beat this but are struggling so much even on Molten Mode. I mean, I don't think I could beat that on beginners, but this map is different from all the others because it has two entrances, not one, and that means double the enemies, and then you have to like split your attention between one entrance and the other. So holy moly, this map is, oh gosh, hard. But I will have a full out guide, maybe this episode, maybe there are, I forgot to warn you guys, there might be a part two because this game has so much to it. So yeah, so I will put a guide to the Badlands and other two entrance maps, but mainly Badlands. So yeah, and it's like really hard because you have to split your attention between two spots. So yeah, and then you got Space City, which is like the Badlands, just that Badlands is way harder because it's like the path actually meets at one point, and this is also a two entrance one, by the way. It's kind of weird because Badlands is the only one where you actually earn a unit for beating it, while in this map it's like you don't earn anything except for cash for beating this and XP. But it's really weird because the like paths meet up at one point, and it's like if you're doing Molten Mode here, it's like the Molten Boss. Or like if you had, were on the final wave, there were two Molten Bosses, this is like probably impossible, but if both of them make it to there at the same time. But but that's like literally impossible because one path is way longer than the other. Same thing with Badlands, actually. There is one path that's way longer than the other, which gets really frustrating. But the weird thing about this is, so one Molten Boss makes it through and gets onto the path, and then if the other Molten Boss got onto the path, the one that was on the longer path got onto it after, your units would shoot at the one who got out of the one who got onto the, got where, this is really hard to explain, got where the paths meet, they would shoot him, the one that's at the longer path first, and then they would, and then once he's done, they would shift their fire to the other molten boss. But the thing is, this other molten boss is up front, but like the one that went and used the longer path is in the back. They're shooting at the one who used the longer path, even though the molten boss who used the shorter path is up front and technically first, which I find extremely weird and frustrating because, well, that's really annoying on Badlands, and it's just kind of weird. There is also a Winter Stronghold, kind of like Badlands, like the paths never meet, but it's like Badlands, it actually, like, they're both going for the same entrance. The thing about this, there are two entrances and two exits. Which can be kind of weird. Because the two entrances, they go to, like, let's say, there's one entrance on the left, one on the right, one exit on the right, and one exit on the left. So the guy who comes in on the left, the guys who come in on the left entrance, they will go to the entrance, no, not the entrance, the exit on the right. I'm saying this so much that I can't speak anymore. And then the guys on the left will go to the entrance on the right, and then the guys, oh my gosh, wow, this is so bad. I think you probably get what I mean by now, but yeah. So, yeah, hey, second segment coming out soon. Okay, we can't do this without mentioning the towers in the first episode, which, yeah, there is definitely going to be a second part to this. So, yeah, I'm not even going to promise, like, oh yeah, this is gonna be later in the week, but I'm not even going to say that because there are probably going to be technical difficulties, and it's going to be delayed until, like, next month, probably. So I am going to go in alphabetical order of all of these guys. Some of them I haven't even tried yet. So, the ace pilot. He's not too good. I mean, he's really weird. You put down, like, the thing he circles around the takeoff thing, and I don't know what it's called, but and he, like, drops bombs and shoots at zombies that are in front of him, which I'm pretty sure there is no map other than Polluted Wasteland that actually has, like, a full-out, like, circle on it that Ace Pilot could circle around and hit zombies a lot. But even though, like, that, even in Polluted Wasteland, though, it just doesn't have the, it just doesn't have the big enough circles for the ace pilot, so, yeah. Not very good. Wouldn't recommend wasting your money on this guy. So, yeah. Then you have the commander. Actually a very good tower. He can boost every your tower's fire rate, and as you upgrade him, he can boost them, their fire rate more and more, And he also has a special ability that he unlocks at level 2, which really surprises me. It's called Call of Arms. It really upgrades the fire rate. Then the commando. I am still very upset that when I got hacked, plus I have a new account. Don't go to DL Braggs. She's hacked. I'm still very upset that when I got hacked, the commando, that I lost the commando. I worked so hard for him. If he ever goes up on sale, I'm just gonna try and get him the best I can. But, yeah. The cowboy obtained from beating Badlands. He's an amazing unit for starting. If you're beginners or slash, what was the other one? Molten. How did I forget that? So if you're on like Molten mode, the cowboy actually will be extremely useful at this towards early game, and then might even be late game because he has like a really rapid fire and gold rush ability when he's maxed. So yeah, he's pretty good. Crook boss. After looking at him a little more, I'm just kind of like, this guy is in the middle. I mean, he does summon crooks and them, but he just, other than that, is not the best of the best that I have seen. So, yeah. Demoman. Yeah. No thanks. For me, Rocketeer is a lot better than him, and the, what was I gonna say? The Rocketeer is a lot better than him because it has a bigger explosion, and the Commando is better than the Rocketeer because he has 4 explosions at once. At the max. I'm very upset. Dumbman is really just like more of a beginner guy. I can't see anywhere else that you would use him except for when you're like level 5 or 6, maybe. So, yeah. DJ Booth, one of the most expensive guys in the game. Also, that is another thing I might talk about in the next. Thing. So, yeah. It's really, really good, the DJ booth. It lowers the amount of cash you have to pay, and also you can listen to tunes if you get a game pass while you're playing the game. So, that's really fun. Yay! Electroshocker. There are 3 guys. One second. What is a frost blaster? Excuse me? Is that one you got from the, one sec, let me see. What? Is that like some old version of the freezer? Yeah, I think that's like an old version of the freezer. I swear to God, during beta, the freezer was still called freezer, but frost blaster? What? Anyways. The electroshocker, the pyromancer, and the freezer are your go-tos for slowing zombies down. Mainly pyromancer for slowing them down. Like, he makes them really slow at one point, but there is something people always get so angry about when you put a pyromancer in like molten mode in like late game. They get really angry at you for having the pyromancer there. because I just find this ridiculous. He heals the molten boss, and I always am just, what the heck, people? It's only one pyromancer. He will not make much of a difference, even if he's healing the guy. So I just find that really weird that people get so angry, and I also find it really annoying. So please stop getting angry. The Enforcer, so the Electroshocker is one of the better ones because he does it through multiple guys, and honestly, that's really useful. But don't use him in Fallen on Polluted Wastelands because that's just, that's almost suicide. Because the Electroshocker, he actually makes one guy in there go really fast, and that also makes, like, other guys go really, really, really fast. So, it's just, like, don't use this guy in Polluted Wasteland. The Enforcer, he's really, really good for heavy damage dealing because, like, you may notice, wait, it only says he does 2 damage, but he has, like, 5 or 6 bullets, or 8, but when he becomes the, SWAT guy, he gets another bullet at his max upgrade. So, yeah, he's really good for spawn killing. And, yeah. The farm, people, it's fine if you use, like, 2 or 3 of these, but, like, when I see somebody using, like, 20 or 30 of these things and wasting, like, all of their room on it, or even just like putting it where troops would go, I freak out and I start screaming at them. I get so mad when I see this. I'm like saying in the chat, like, there was one guy who was like level 7 and he put down like 20 farms, and I said, dude, that's enough. You're not gonna be able to put like many troops at all. And then he said, never enough, and just wasted literally all of his base on the farms. And it's like, don't be that stupid. So the freezer is actually he actually totally stops them. I normally, when I have them in my inventory, put 2 of these guys, so that it's like, and upgrade them to their 4th level, because they fire really rapidly at that point, and it's like, if you have 2 of them, it's like twice as rapid, and it really slows down the enemies. Some of them can't even get out of the entrance when I have 2 of these guys, so, yeah. Frost Blaster. Somebody messaged my new account as Tormentum. What the heck this unit is? Because I don't know if he was like the beta version of the freezer. I'm actually going to do this myself, so never mind about the messaging thing. Gonna look at this guy really quickly. By the way, thanks to the wiki for this 100% Christmas 2019. Wait, what? Looking at him, he's actually so you got him from the Christmas event. So, yeah, wait, then where did you get that holiday, aren't you? Sorry, this is like getting so off track, but I'm just finding this 2,500 tickets. Oh. Okay. So you also did get him during that event. Okay. Sorry that I got so off track there, guys. I was just so confused. So yeah, Gladiator, you got this guy from the Sword Fight on the Heights event, aka the Area 51, aka the Gladiator event. Yeah, I'm from either one of those, but either way, really interesting unit. He's more of a melee guy, really. Unlike the Shredder, who makes no sense with his range, because I've seen videos of him and I'm so confused. So yeah, Holiday Archer, haven't used him, can't give any info. Hunter, I am not going to give you the code. Yeah, that's how like what the heck I am. I'm not giving you the code. A lot of you probably already know the code, but no, I'm not giving you the code if you don't have it. I have it. He's a good starting unit, but otherwise, mid game and late game, no. John, really good early game and late game. When you have him maxed and other. So, yeah, he's pretty good. He also has that max boost thing. Which is really, really good. So, yeah. The medic is actually one of the best guys in the game you can get, because the medic, she. Wait, did I say guys? One of the best gals, and possibly even the only. Wait. Yeah, I'd actually be the only gal you can get in the game. So she heals the, like, if a, let's just say a normal zombie got through. Do not panic if you have the medic. The medic can heal that damage. Yeah, she can heal 10 damage when you get her, and then the fourth upgrade, she heals 10 more damage, and then when you max her out, I like find this really weird. It just takes a twist. Doesn't She's not even a medic anymore, she's a goddess. Yeah, this is just so weird. So the medic, when she turns into the goddess of healing, can actually unstun everybody within range of her if you use her special. Really good for final waves and stuff like that, and tanks too. Tanks are really annoying. I really don't like the tanks. No, not military-based tanks. The like enemies' tanks. So yeah, I really don't like them. Military base. Oh wait, coincidentally, I said military base when I was talking about the medic, and then what a coincidence. So military base actually is one of the most unique of towers. So the military base actually sends out Humvees at first, and then as you upgrade it, it turns into like Humvee 2 tank and railgun tank. But it actually goes down the path of the exit, like opposite of the zombies. Like the zombies are going forward, this one's going towards the zombies, and runs them over. Yes, it's so exciting to see that. Just the zombies get splat run over, and then the health that the car has is how much damage it can do before it goes kaboom. So, yeah. The minigunner. Yet again, one of the best units in the game. The minigunner actually, has probably the most damage per second in the game. Not damage per 10 seconds, that's definitely the outlaw, but, yeah, it probably has the most damage per second. Maybe the turret actually beats that, but I'm not 100% sure. Plus, the turret is way more expensive. So yeah, back to the minigunner. Minigunner, honestly, I just look at this guy and I'm like, yeah, you save it up for a while. Now try saving up for the outlaw. He's like, there are sometimes people are like, OMG, he's like the second best unit in the game. No, he's the third best. XRs are probably the best if you spam them while you're an admin. Yeah, that might have sounded ridiculous, but hey, it's true, people. So yeah. Minigunner deals, like, if you just put two of them and upgrade them to level 2, it's like, to me, I just, oh my gosh, like, two of these guys, at level 2, like, someone big is getting through, people normally do that, and I just actually find them really stupid. Like, I'm pretty sure even a John could do better than that at level 1. Moly. So, yeah. Sorry if I offended a lot of you with, okay, I just find the people who do that stupid, but oh my goodness. It really actually is a dumb move, because they don't deal much damage at first. Like, two of them? Really? Two guys? So, yeah. Next up, you have the mortar. I have not used this guy, so I can't talk about him. Outlaw. Deals the highest amount of damage, hitting 225. Can one hit kill a normal boss at max. The paintballer, he did splash damage, but not really good. Pyromancer. The pyromancer is pretty good. Not in molten mode when you're getting yelled at all the time, though. I'm kidding. He's actually really good in all modes for slowing down bosses, but don't use him for damage dealing. Rocketeer. Best explosions guy, except for the, commando. The scout, not the worst in the game, actually. The worst in the game is the Void Miner, which is an admin guy. Void Miner is just... What the heck, you're gonna make us lose with him. Like, he unlocks the hidden wave, which I'm gonna talk about in the enemies thing in the next episode, because this is already what, yeah, this segment is already 21 minutes long, so yeah, I'm gonna hurry this up a lot. So yeah, scout, second worst. Sentry, no longer unattainable, replaced by the turret. Shredder, I find this guy really weird because he uses a knife and... Just watch a video of this guy, because he's really weird. He has like too high range. So, yeah, sniper, really good if you use him right. Soldier, he's more of a beginner type guy, like, he really quickly left my inventory when I started. Swarmer, I haven't used him, so I can't talk about him. Turret, the possibly best boss killer in the game. Void Miner, absolute trash, and unlocks the Hidden Wave. Okay, yeah. Get ready for part two! Sometime soon.